So last night and today, we marked a major holiday on the Jewish calendar. That holiday is called Shavuot. Very good. That's right. Now, you should know, by the way, that the non-Reform world has a second day of Shavuot that they're celebrating tonight and tomorrow also. Has to do with why and how and the diaspora and such, but our early German reformers said, no, we can keep a calendar accurately and scientifically, and so we're going to keep one day of the holidays, and so we do. So tonight is not Shavuot in our world, it's Shabbat, although we're going to have cheesecake for Oneg afterwards. So we'll have a little bit of a flavor of Shavuot, and actually a little flavor of it for tonight as well. Because the Torah portion, Naso, is chock full of good things, but when a rabbi has a chance to teach not just one Torah portion, but all of them, you can't quite pass that up. Because Shavuot is the anniversary, well, what's it the anniversary of? I heard murmurs, Ten Commandments, Mount Sinai, Torah, yes, to all of those things, right? It's the time of the giving, Zman Matan Torah Teinu, the time of the giving of Torah on Mount Sinai. So last night we had a Shavuot evening experience. We actually had a Kugel bake-off, won by David Myers. So congratulate him next time you see him. But several excellent cheese, Kugels, including some from those of you here in the building tonight. We did a little bit of Torah study with micography of small, an artistic version of it, and then a Shavuot service, including the reading of the Ten Commandments. Now, what's actually given on Mount Sinai at the time of Revelation is a little bit up in the air in our Jewish tradition. There's some texts that teach, and if you read the Torah itself, it's pretty clear it's the text of the Ten Commandments. But our Midrash also tells us that it wasn't just them, it was in fact all of Torah. In fact, it wasn't just all of Torah, it was all of Torah and every interpretation of Torah that ever will be, all given to Moses all at once. Or, going the opposite way, it was only the first commandment and the rest were implied. Or it was only the first word and the rest were implied. Or it was only the first letter of the first word of the first commandment and everything else unfolds from that as well. Whatever it was very important. So I thought tonight we'd do a little bit of review of what's in the Torah that's so important. So let's start with this. And those of you at home, you can play along as well if you want to put answers into the chat. We can I'll say to the control room, we can take down the words on the screen if we want or leave them there one way or the other. That's just fine. I can see us. What are the five books of the Torah? I'll give you a hint. Or they can be on your that. Go ahead. Thank you, Rose. Exactly right. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. How many of you got that right? Fantastic. Great. Like I said, there are a couple of cheat sheets for us. So here's what I thought we might do. We're going to take just a couple of minutes. I'm going to put words into the chat for those of you who are at home. And we're going to study one verse from each of the books. Now, it's hard to pick just one verse or one or two verses, one thought from each of the five books of the Torah, but I tried it and we'll see what that is. So for those of you at home, I just put in the chat our text from the book of Genesis. Can you see that? Somebody at home, give me a thumbs up if that came through in the chat. Excellent, great. And can we get in a nice loud voice someone here to read that first text from Genesis? Oh, don't be shy on me now.
And
Barrett.
God said, "Let us make humanity in our image after our likeness." So God created humanity,
okay, what is this verse teaching us? This is going to be the interactive part of our evening. You'll answer some questions. Those of you at home, again, you're welcome to chime in the chat as well. What does this verse teach us? We are created in God's image. All of us are created in God's image. Anything else we learn from this verse? It's a group effort, okay? Good. What else? Why is this verse important? It's the beginning, okay? Meaning? That's right. We didn't exist before. This is
right here, like day six of
creation. Okay? Without this verse, humanity doesn't exist. That's part of why it's important. Why else might it be important? Okay. So therefore, so if God is an ideal, we can, in God's image, try to be like that. Okay, good. It sets a goal for humanity to try and live up to. Why else? Anything else that's important about this verse? Is it a reinterpretation? Our image, the Hebrew there is actually plural, but that's because Elohim, God, is plural in the Hebrew as well. So that's true. This all in God's image. Very nice. That's right. God is, the Hebrew is gendered because the language is gendered, but God is not. And so there's a text to be taught there. We have a couple of thoughts online. Jeremy says that we should all regard all people as equals. And Bruce Alter says the implication is that because God is holy, we have holiness within us. We're in God's image, then so we are. All right, that's a good verse, right? All right, that takes us Genesis. Let's read our Exodus verse. Someone in a nice loud voice will read our Exodus verse while I put that in the chat right here. Ah, okay. What do we learn? What does this verse teach us? Do Shabbat, right? Why is that important? Take a break. Exactly right. Shabbat comes as the of the week, right? Or the fullness of there. Take a break. What else? Why else Shabbat? Okay. To make sure that we have a moment. We can pray any day. But to make sure that we build in some time for that reflection. Good. What else about Shabbat? Okay, to remember creation, see verse 1. Okay, and what else? I heard another. Good. That cycle of things that week by week by week, right, we have that opportunity. Okay, remember Shabbat, Vayikad Shehu, right? And Ginny Fried tells us that it helps us remember that Shabbat is different, that Shabbat is holy. If you do on Shabbat the same things you do every other day of the week, all the time, all day, you're doing Shabbat wrong. Something about Shabbat should be different from any other day. And whether that's you drive a different way, or you eat a different food, or you come here for services, or you light Shabbat candles, or whatever it is that makes Shabbat different, that's what Shabbat is. All right, let's move on. A verse from Leviticus. Believe it or not, there were so many verses in Leviticus, it was hard to pick just one. Well, I could say that about all the books. Someone will read. Barry, will you read the verse from Leviticus for us? Right? What do we learn from this verse? What is this verse teaching us? It's going back to Genesis. Say a little more. Good. And if you didn't get it the first time, you're in God's image, and that means you're holy. I'm holy, you're holy, says God. Right? What else might we learn from this verse? Right. It's not, hey, Moses, by the way, you're a special guy. It's the whole community. It's everybody who gets to hear these words. Why is this important? Why is this verse important? Did I pick the wrong one? Is it not important? Why is this verse important? Okay. It calls upon us as Jews to be holy. That's right. We have a purpose, a mission, right? Why else? What else is important about this? What else does this do? Rose? Teaches us that we are all special. I'm holy, you're holy, you're holy, you're holy, you're holy. We each have that spark of holiness within us. That's right. Don't ever think that you aren't unique and special. Here it is. You've got it right there. Anything else that this verse teaches us? Why this one's important? Ah, it's inherent in us. Because we're part of God and it's part of us. Good, I like that. Now, the rest of that section, by the way, then tells us all the different things we could do to be holy. But Barry is right, that and Rose's recognition, the uniqueness of each of us is just has inherent worth. All right, good. We'll keep on move. We'll move ahead. Let's do, I got to get the next verse. The verse from Numbers. Someone will read that for us. What do we learn from that verse? Say that again. We're all equal, says Anne. We're all equal. That's right. What else might we learn from that? The stranger isn't not us, but they're amongst us. And same at the core. See previous verse. Okay, good. Why is this important? Ah, that's right. If we're all living together, we all have the same rules applied to us. Ah, good. So there's a sense of equality or equity here, right? Ginny points out the stranger is not different from us, right? We are they and they are us, and we're all us together, I suppose, right? Right? There isn't a distinction to be made. There's an equality there too. Great. And then one more verse, our verse from Deuteronomy. That might sound familiar. We might have prayed that already tonight. Our rabbis put that into Via Hafta. What's that verse teaching us? And is your Torah portion? Excellent. What's that verse teaching us? Very nice. I like that notion. God loves us. We love God with all of our essence and all of our being. Right? What else? What else can we learn from this verse? Okay. Ah, we can love God. We can love ourselves. Right? And it sounds active. Ah, very good. Okay. Jeremy online says, We should put forth effort to love God, right? Right. That it does require a little bit of us doing something, showing something, right? It's also a statement of unconditional love, right? As you had said there, right? What else? Anything else that we can learn? Why is this verse important? Ah. It's almost as if they all weave together to give us a good message or something to learn. Perhaps. Not just the verses, I don't mean just the verses that I selected here. But all of Torah. But all of Torah as a piece, right, for us to do. Crazy question. If you had to pick one of these as the most important one, which one would you pick? Could you pick one? Four. A lot of voices for four. Barry, say why? And someone else. All right. So some sentiment about good. Kylie. Okay. Love your neighbor as yourself was another verse in Leviticus. That's why I couldn't pick that one also. Right? Yeah. Okay. Of all being in God's image. Okay. Others with favorites. Ginny likes the one from Numbers as well. So you know, my personal theology, I'll talk more about some other time, is the combination of one and three, right? If we are in God's image and God is holy, then we know what we're supposed to be, and we know how we're supposed to treat each other as well. But all of these verses, obviously, all of these verses, part and parcel, the same thing. They are all threads of the same tapestry. You pull on one and you can connect with any of the others as well in terms of teaching. We all stood at Sinai. Long ago and last night. We all stood at Sinai and we all received Torah. The name of the holiday in rabbinic text is Zman Matan Torateinu, the time of the giving of the Torah, right? Not the time when the Torah was given, past tense, but the rabbis put it into present tense. It's still happening. It's still ongoing. We still receive words of Torah. And that's what we pray and hope on this not Shavuot night, that we may always hear the words and always learn their importance for us, for our lives, for our world. King Yehi Ratzon, may this be God's will, and together we all say, Amen.